Kreaturen unterliegen im Kampf.
For all the German that maybe is not understood by people from Britain and Australia and USA, Canada, but it's an important language, and it's a language and also the role of Germany in the minds of the people since what we call the Second World War is incorrect, and I think should be repaired. There have been other people working on, and but it's still that Germany is blamed for the Second World War, and I think this to be incorrect, and I think that once people understand who are the real perpetrators of the Second World War, I think the German people will be looked to in a more respectful manner. The real background of the Second World War is explained in a book by Edmund Paris called The Secret History of the Jesuits. It was to me a very impressive book. I live in Holland, and in the Edmund Paris described French and German politics in that book in the 1920s and 1930s, and it's exactly the same, or almost exactly the same politics as what is happening over here in the Netherlands. In general, it's like this: the British democracy story looks a lot like the American democracy story. That is, there are two main parties in Britain. This is Labour and Conservatives. In USA, this is Republicans and Democrats, where then the Republicans are named conservatives and Democrats are progressive named. But in France, Germany and Holland, there is a three-party system. And if you have read the book Secret History of the Jesuits by Edmund Peres, you will understand that if it in Holland is the same as in France and in Germany, that there's left wing, right wing, and the Roman Catholic Party in the middle. Now, the Roman Catholics in the Netherlands are a minority. Also in France and Germany, the Roman Catholics are a minority. I mean, less than half of the people is Roman Catholic. But still, the Roman Catholics control the politics in these countries. And I think the book by Edmund Peres is therefore very important to understand the real backgrounds behind the Second World War. Recently, I heard an interview with an Italian who said that Benito Mussolini was brought in power by the Christian Democrats. And Edmund Peres described how the Christian Democrats in Germany brought Hitler in power. And the Christian Democrats have been winning the elections over here in the Netherlands in 2002. And about everything that they did, yeah, well, it was completely fascist. It's a completely most fascist government we had since the Second World War, and at this moment most Protestantism that is denied to be Protestantism by the churches that completely are run by Roman Catholics and deny that they are run by Roman Catholics, this have been taken down, like the squat movement is taken down, there is an Ausweis identification cards are made. Netherlands has invaded countries, Iraq and Afghanistan, all based on lies, and dissidents are killed out here. There have been several political murders during the time that the Roman Catholics were in government. Well, I call some names of people that were killed. Louis Cervéke was, you could say a Protestant, but maybe if he would be alive, he would be insulted by the word, but he was supporting the people and not the thugs that are put in the positions of power by the Roman Catholics. Theo van Gogh. Theo van Gogh would publish a book that was criticizing Islam, so he was killed. And then he was killed, of course, by the Jesuits, but this is denied. Then there was a political candidate in 2002 who was killed for propaganda reasons. This was Pim Fortuyn, because he was a Roman Catholic candidate for the elections, and now when it comes from many people thought that the killing of this candidate looked a lot like the murder of the Papist president in America, John F. Kennedy, and so people went to vote the Christian Democrats. Of course, the Christian Democrats came in power. Well, how do they succeed in, while being a minority, being the most powerful party? Well, I think it's in France and Germany, it's the same as over here in the Netherlands. They use a very simple trick called the Hegelian dialectic, where maybe you know that, if you know what Hegelian dialectic is, that's it has three parts. First, there is the thesis. The thesis is opposed by an antithesis. And there is the synthesis. And the synthesis is, in fact, the organizer or the purpose of the dialectic. Like when you want to achieve something in the belief of the people, you can use this Hegelian dialectic, and most people believe it, unless they know what a Hegelian dialectic is. But this is not taught on the high school, this is only taught in universities, in order for people to use it when they finish their school and all stuff. So it's I just explained how the Christian Democrats in Europe are always the middle party, and that is not left-wing and is also not right-wing, but is, well, they call themselves Christians. That's all the Roman Catholics always call themselves Christians. They believe that they are Christians, and if you say you are not a not a Christian because of the reason that you are a Roman Catholic, they become angry and they will kick you out of their community. I have been excommunicated by my family already in childhood. Or childhood is maybe exaggerated, but it was like this with me. That, but I only say this as an example. But Roman Catholics are, in fact, a way that I have been looking into the conspiracy research in the USA, and then every time the Vatican comes up, and then well, I have suggested several times. That you better use the word Roman Catholics as the word Vatican, because follow the money. How does the Vatican get money? Well, the most important source for their money is Roman Catholics that give money to the Pope or the priests to the Vatican every month and every week and every time they visit church. The priests give a part of the money they give to the higher clergy and to the Vatican. The most important source of the money of the Vatican is from the Roman Catholics. And every Roman Catholic on this planet is complicit in whatever the Vatican does and are proud of it. I mean, if I say to a Roman Catholic, oh yeah, Adolf Hitler was also Roman Catholic. In some cases they become proud, but in most cases they become angry, because no one must know that Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. But the facts are, I will give you a bit of the facts are like, as I said, when I say Adolf Hitler was a Roman Catholic, I am quoting someone who experienced the war over here in the Netherlands, that I already named before in other programs, Mio Boshart, because this was a major in the Salvation Army, and is the only person that I have ever encountered in the Netherlands who told the truth about the Second World War. The rest of the people are either lying or complicit in the lies about the Second World War. So, well, they are complicit to fascism, and especially, most of all, are the left-wing people that are complicit to fascism, and that's sad but true. Once I spoke about it, the ones I spoke about it, they are not intelligent enough to think for themselves. They let Jesuits think for them. The Jesuits control the schools. Jesuits are just the teachers of the Vatican, and they control whole countries and whole societies, because they control what the people believe. And what the people believe is what they have learned at school. And well, getting it away from the easy to trace Roman Catholicism, there's been Aldous Huxley, is an author who made sketches on how to control government, how to control reductions, socialism. And this is because I see that the governments are using the material that Aldous Huxley wrote about. It was like this, that at the moment when you look into mind control, these sex slaves are called beta slaves, and this is, well, a bit of a quote from Aldous Huxley, because in one of his books he describes the sex slaves as betas. So this was I recently looked into. Now this program should be a bit dedicated to May Brussels. There is May Brussels radio programs are digitized and put on the internet. You can download them. You might enjoy them. I have downloaded some this week and I enjoyed them a lot. And I have also made some quotes from her that I would like to use to explain some things that May Brussels didn't know. First of all, I've talked now about the real agenda behind what people call the second, what the Jesuits have taught the people to name the Second World War. But in fact, it looks to me that the Jesuits, if the Jesuits teach to the people that you must name something like this or that, I think if you resist the papacy, you should look for another word for it. Now, in one of the programs of May Brussels, I would hear that someone was blaming the Mormons for wanting to take over the earth and want to take over the American government for us people in Europe. When we hear something like that, then it sounds to us as utter nonsense. Because the Mormons really have no chance to achieve such a thing, at least from what I know of the Mormons. I have met some Mormons over here in the Netherlands. I would meet one at university who was doing several studies there, and I would meet some on the street. They were wearing neckties. I think there's so much competition in the necktie beliefs that I don't think that they make a chance to convert anyone to Mormonism. Then I would find a local preacher who sometimes preaches here in the city, that I would talk to him, and then he addressed me to the Book of Mormon. But yeah, I think, well, what's interesting when you have the threats that Mormons spread, and when I would read them, I saw that the Mormon way of believing is not based on the Bible, but the Book of Mormon is some kind of legend that from a book that is found under a tree in America, and I find it a very, very strange legend. Another thing I found on the Mormons was that Pater de Smet, or you call that Pater. Pater is a Greek word over here used that often in American people talking about this is replaced as father. Pater is Greek for father, but Jesus Christ said to call no one father, so I doubt whether I must call the paters paters, but still it's okay. I'm a bit sorry. Now, the May Brussels had a lot of content in her programs about the Nazis. There are very many things that she has explained that maybe look far-fetched to people, like the influence of Nazis after the Second World War II, or after the Inquisition in Europe here, Inquisition raid in Europe, that were the last great Inquisition raid, but Inquisition never stopped, of course. There is also Inquisition today. I just discussed some murders that were committed by the Roman Catholics. But the Roman Catholics were behind the Führer and were behind Adolf Hitler. This is explained by Edmund Paris, and I have other sources also that explain it. I just had the source of Major Bossart who explained it. Then I have the source at very much also official historical accounts that can be checked easily, like the Concordat that Hitler wrote with the Vatican in 1933. But more important is the relationship between Hitler and Benito Mussolini, and the role of Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler in the Spanish Civil War. The Spanish Civil War was from 1936 to 1939. And everything is lied about the Spanish Civil War, the truth about the Spanish Civil War. I think I explained this in a previous program, I'm not sure. But people believe in a dialectic in the Spanish Civil War, where you can see thesis and antithesis, where the synthesis is hidden. Just like in British and American politics, so the synthesis should be found. I mean, if you look for truth in British or American politics, you must find the source of the synthesis of it. While in Germany, France, and Netherlands, source is easy to see because everyone can see that the Roman Catholics run the government. The fact that I have a quote from my Brussels. I will put it in now because this is about this subject.
Christian Bible, the same Bible that allowed Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia and Auschwitz and Buchenwald and every concentration camp in the world and the Inquisition. I'm really mad tonight.
Yeah. May Brussels said that the Bible allowed the whole list he named. This is utter nonsense. It is prohibited for Roman Catholics to read the Bible. I have also explained this in the previous program. This is, you can please check this, what I say, because it's the truth. Roman Catholics are prohibited to read the Bible until 1965. During the Second World War, or this period in history, there is, I haven't found a good word for it yet, but it was, Roman Catholics did not have a Bible, and if they would have a Bible, they would have been put in a concentration camp with the Jews and the Jehovah's Witnesses and all that. I also mentioned that the Nazis had an inquisition rate within Roman Catholicism themselves. And after listening to my previous program I made, I think, well, maybe I should a bit explain it. And my source is that there were 2,500 priests killed in Dachau at the beginning of the Second World War. So before the Jews and Jehovah's Witnesses and Gypsies were massacred, 2,500 priests were massacred. And if you have a bit understanding of history, you will also understand that these kind of priests are people like William Tyndale, Martin Luther, John Calvin, who also have had, or maybe Alberto Rivera. What about Charles Kleinicki, or what? Many priests, many priests have tried to escape or went out of the Roman Catholic Church and warned the people about the fact that Roman Catholicism does not preach the Bible, but preaches to burn all the Bibles. Over here in the Netherlands, people were burned by the Duke of Alva de Toledo because they had a Bible. Because, and in the Bible, they stopped to be Roman Catholics, and the Second World War is organized by the Roman Catholics, and then May Brussels blames the Bible for it. That's the opposite, because the Bible is innocent. Not only that, the Bible is also a victim of the people who organized the Second World War. But I quote it, and this is not to say that May Brussels would not be a great researcher, but it is something that, well, most people believe. Most people that I believe the lies that are told to them. And yeah, it's not true. It's not only not true, it is a very dangerous accusation to the innocent people who are also victims. And not, I mean, one of the reasons that the Nazis killed Jehovah's Witnesses is because the Jehovah's Witnesses find the Bible very important. I think if you want to take away the Bible from the Jehovah's Witnesses, that might be for many Jehovah's Witnesses the first time they take up guns, if you know what I mean. These Jehovah's Witnesses get killed. Now, Jews, they created the Bible, or the biggest part of the Bible, not all of the Bible, but the biggest part of the Bible. Now, I don't think they will mind if the Bible disappears, because they believe the same lies as the rest of the people. Not always. I think the Jews have woken up a lot since the Second World War. If I look at, when I look at the military, and there's such a small country as Israel, seems to have the most powerful, or at least a secret service with a very strong reputation, the Mossad. I think I understand that, because what happened in the Second World War to the Jews, I think they will have woken up, and they will invest in the military in order to save their lives. And the Israeli military, they also train their women. They have very well training. They have Krav Maga developed from the army for the Jewish people, in order to defend themselves against the people that believe the lies of the Jesuits and other Roman Catholics. And it's Roman Catholics that kill Jews. Roman Catholics that organized and started the whole Nazi movement and the whole fascism. And if people talk about fascism and do not connect it to Roman Catholicism, well, if you don't believe that, or if you think you cannot understand that, just look at the biography of Benito Mussolini. Benito Mussolini, well, maybe there were fascists before, I don't know, but for as far as I know, Benito Mussolini was the first fascist, or at least the first fascist, who was in power of a country, Italy. And one of the things he did is that he destroyed part of Italy and gave it to the Pope. And this is what we now know as the country of the Vatican. He gave the Vatican to the Pope. Before that time, the Vatican had no country status, but thanks to Benito Mussolini, the Vatican has a country status. He was a friend of the Pope. If you know about the Blitzkrieg in France, according to Alberto Rivera, is also a very important whistleblower, Alberto Rivera. Alberto Rivera explained how, at least I think it was that I found it with Alberto Rivera, explained how the Roman Catholic churches in France were preparing the Blitzkrieg. I find it very logical, because France is a country that's about just as large as Germany is. Well, okay, Germany is a little larger, but it is a bit strange that there was a 4-year-long war in the First World War between France and Germany. It was not possible for the lines stayed in the same place for a very long time. It lasted for 4 years, but the Blitzkrieg, it was France was in about one day conquered by the papists, like Bormann and Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. There were a lot of, it was organized by the Christian Democrats of the Zentrumpartei in Germany. This is what not only Edmund Peres has explained in Secret History of the Jesuits, but is also something that I find very easy to see in the country where I live. I get a bit bored about it. Other people close their eyes for it, or act as if they are stupid all the time, and then especially family of mine, because I should be just as intelligent as family of mine, so they have no excuse of being so ignorant and stupid. If you believe in genes and all that, I become a bit angry if family of mine calls me intelligent, because I should not be more intelligent than other people in my family. But And it is only that I do not, I'm not corrupted. I know not all my family is corrupted, but my parents, they go to pay money to the system that has put Adolf Hitler over here in Europe. I mean, that's corrupted. If I say to my parents, you are paying money for a system, for the Vatican, that has done this and that, what everyone knows here in Europe, and that we try to remember, you know. But also a warning, maybe, there is like this, that the Roman Catholics try to change history all the time, or not change history, but lie about history, and try to hide the fact that 6 million or 7 or 8 million, I don't know exactly, Jews were killed in the Second World War. For this reason, people in my country have decided to install Dodenherdenking. This means that every year the deaths in the Second World War are remembered, because otherwise this will be denied in the schools. Otherwise, I don't know when the schools will be arrogant enough to go deny that Jews were killed, when in the time that I was still at school they didn't deny it. But I expect that at a certain point, when like say Bishop Williamson in Sweden, or at least that when once these Roman Catholics feel sure enough that people are so ignorant, like then they will deny that the Jews were killed in Europe. Now, they also deny that the Roman Catholic Church is persecuting the Bible. I know this from my grandma. My grandma was a Roman Catholic, and when I went to study priestcraft for a while, the school there said you can buy a Roman Catholic translation of the Bible, and they would also use the Nestle text for teaching Greek. That's the text that is set up by the Counter Reformation, I think in the 19th century, this was Hort and Nestle. So May Brussel is wrong. Then in what she just, in the quote I just let her, and then but she is publishing a lot about the Nazis. And when you do not know, do not understand Nazis, if you do not understand fascism, you can go look at what they do all the time and this and that. But if you do not know what's behind it, you will achieve nothing. And what May Brussel now has achieved, well, I might even discuss in this program also the role of women in science and in journalism and in politics and all that, because they always screw up. At least when you look in science, you see the first woman that made a name in science was Madame Curie. What was she doing? She was helping to develop nuclear weapons. Oh, great. Well, I mean, if you know that the first woman in science would put the base into develop nuclear weapons, I think, well, is this normal? Is this sensible to have a woman in science? May Brussel now has achieved that the Vatican is blamed instead of the Roman Catholics. Now, this, I'm sorry, this is utter nonsense. Every Roman Catholic pays money to the Vatican, yeah, voluntarily. So every Roman Catholic is complicit. If you only go attack part of Roman Catholics, like you only or blame, I mean not attack, but please don't attack them, because they are very successful. Everyone believes their lies at the moment. And so the evil of Roman Catholics, I have explained this in previous program, does not limit itself to Roman Catholics. It is extended by socialism. I mentioned in previous program that socialism runs is used in the schools to deceive the people, that the people cannot trace back the corruption of their governments to the Vatican, while when you know the censored book, yes, it's a censored book. Every book of Edmund Peres is censored. Every book of Avraham Manhattan is censored. And over here in Europe, the Roman Catholics are a lot more powerful than in the USA. However, you think how terrible it is there. Over here, also children get tortured, and Rotterdam, it's in the country where I live, is known for being an international center of human trade. Recently, I found an explanation about women that get here kidnapped in order to work in the prostitution in Antwerp and in other parts of the planet. When you go look into the research into the pedophilia over here in the Netherlands, I also mentioned some research about that. It's the Zandvoort videos. That's a very large amount of pedophilia going on over here that is organized by the Roman Catholics, because the Roman Catholics want to kill out everyone here that is not a Roman Catholic or has a Bible in the house. Or the Frisians, they are killing them in a high tempo. Everyone that I speak to is supporting the Roman Catholics because they believe every lie the Roman Catholics make, because if they stop believing that, they get excommunicated by their friends and family. Now, I don't care that I get excommunicated by my friends and family. I think, well, if they are so evil that they excommunicate someone who is loyal to the truth, it's their problem. I tap myself on the shoulder. I am proud to be persecuted for the truth. The beginning of the Gospel of John says that Jesus Christ is the truth. Well, I don't know whether I'm persecuted for Jesus Christ. I do know that I am persecuted for telling the truth, and I know the motive for persecuting people that know and tell the truth, because otherwise liars are less successful. I mean, I've been kicked out of Dutch media about 20 years ago by the so that I know that Greg Szymanski is also kicked out of the media, and over here in the Netherlands this is also done. Many journalists get killed or kicked out of their job, lose their job, and not only journalists, also police. There's police, I know several police officers over here who have lost their job because they refused to become corrupted, as most police officers are. Otherwise, they cannot keep their job. I have found a website from these police officers that lost their job. And then this website was attacked and destroyed, because the Jesuits do not only run the police; they also run the secret service and the Orders of Constantine. So there's also programmers in the Order of Constantine. So they have many, many ways to censor people on the web. And I have been censored also a lot. I think the majority of the websites I've built last 10 years have been censored. Now, let's see what the information I want to give. There was some more quotes on the May Brussels research that, oh yeah, now I know. What I find important about the mistakes made by May Brussels is, well, first of all, I would think that it's, I would very much, I think I would advise listeners, if they like, to listen to these programs. They can be downloaded at maybrussels.com. And you can find these programs by looking in the search engine. But she had a lot of influence in conspiracy research, and the name conspiracy research also started by her. So I am not a conspiracy researcher. I will want to be clear about that. What I say is that the lies that the people that create the lies are supported by the people that believe these lies, and the people that believe these lies are people without any morality. No, in order to prevent the damage that Madame Curie did in science, and that now May Brussels has done in trying to stop corruption, I think May Brussels, I think the same thing as I did said with William Cooper, I think May Brussels would be grateful if I could repair her mistakes. I hope it is clear for me that the thing I quoted before is a very, very serious mistake. The people that are with these assassinations that May Brussels researched, I think it's very important, and not because of May Brussels herself, but also that because of most people, I think, doubt that the Papist president was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, and it's a support for many people on this planet that that political assassination, that the ones who committed that have committed it have never been caught, and well, I hope they never will, because I think killing a Catholic should be a reason for joy and not a reason for grief. I not say that I do not hate John F. Kennedy. I think John F. Kennedy is a funny papist. I do believe that he killed Marilyn Monroe because of my knowledge of the character of Roman Catholics, and that I think that if a Roman Catholic becomes a president of such a large country as the USA, and he makes his mistress, he makes her pregnant, that's a motive for a Roman Catholic to kill that woman and not marry her. I mean, what John F. Kennedy also could have done is marry Marilyn Monroe, and marry also, he was also already married, but what's wrong with marrying two wives? If you are a president of the USA, why should you not have two wives? Now, I do not want to make any link to Bill Clinton, because Bill Clinton has got nothing to do with it. Bill Clinton is a very dangerous papist. But having two wives, I mean, a president is an example for the people, or at least someone that whose biography is known. So if John F. Kennedy would have been married to two wives, then this would have a huge impact in American society, especially because of let's say what the hippie movement. Yeah, well, of course, when you listen to May Brussels, you get a lot of information about hippie movement, but the article by David McGovern that I had said something about being important in the last program should maybe be read by May Brussels also, because the hippie movement is not as clear as she thinks it is, but she is right that the youth is blamed for the evil of the adults, and it should be time that youth would start defending themselves against it, because the people who are evil on this planet, that's the generation, that's the generation before me and my generation. I believe in young people, but the young people, they will achieve nothing if they cannot free themselves from the lies. But I sincerely hope that if my information is valuable, that young people can learn it, and they are welcome to download these programs. And May Brussels was killed. I would hear that in an interview, and then I saw she more or less predicted her own murder in the way that she explained a murder, and I will now let her this quote by May Brussels.
Work of spies and agents. Now, on the one end, a corporation is making DDT. On the other hand, they're trying to, in quotes, find the cause of cancer. There has never been more cancer. There's never been more profits for hospitals, for doctors, for drug companies, for inducing cancer, for chemicals, for lying about what gives cancer. So that these corporate structures have the capacity to deliver it on your vegetables, your produce through the DDT and the spraying and occupational hazards. Then they have the monopoly of, in quotes, quoting it, and they have the technology of giving it to you, so that if somebody is controversial like Martha Mitchell, she gets a needle in her behind and gets a fatal cancer. So that you have this problem of causing cancer and curing it and being in the hands of the same people.
Yes, and she was killed in that way, according to my sources, that she would get cancer was created by an injection. Now, I think this is, again, this is truth, also can be recognized in the strategy of general. David Icke described it as a problem reaction solution, in the way that both sides of the dialectic are controlled by the synthesis of the dialectic, and that let's say when you look in this example with DDT, the reason that farmers have to use DDT is not used now today anymore, for as far as I know, at least not in the countries where it started. It's still used in other countries that don't know the things that we know, but it is a it's because of the homogenic, or how is it called, the way that crops are from one species are put in very large fields. So if one of those million plants gets sick, this sickness spreads very quickly towards all the other plants, and you have to throw away all your crops. And this is not only, for plants this is a serious matter, but for animals it's a more serious matter. With these, now you have very, very large animal farms, and then if one of the cows or pigs or chickens get sick, this sickness spreads around in the stables, because it's all the same animals, and the poison that is used to what they then call heal, or that the is used to destroy the symptoms of the sickness, are produced by the people that use these same kind of systems in humanity. I have in my previous program I quoted a part of Sister Charlotte's testimony, and Sister Charlotte's testimony is not only interesting because you learn what really happens into convents, but it's also interesting because whatever all the tricks that is being used by the Mother Superior and by the priests that Sister Charlotte describes are the same tricks that are being used in society. I would hear that in that. Quoted in the previous program at the end, that how these nuns are all spying on each other and are not friends but spying on each other. This is also what is now happening in society. People are promoted by the TV and the media to spy on each other and inform the police about also false accusations towards people are also rewarded by the people, and people that phone the police a lot can also expect more help from the police as people that do not comply to the system. And this is a way to see that this what the I call, I don't know how to name it, but deceived people. I'll try to be friendly, but I'm very angry about these deceived people, because these deceived people should shut up unless they find the real perpetrators of the corruption. And this is what I'm talking about, is the real perpetrators, this Counter-Reformation, the Vatican, that uses the same tricks as they use in the convents to control society. I promised I would explain socialism. Yes, socialism, I usually call it reductionism. Reductionism is a way to have a common name for Marxism, Stalinism, communism, socialism, all these things that have been started in the 19th century, pardon, that are well, reductionism is started in the 16th century. In the practice, it is started with the reductions in Paraguay by the Jesuits, and from the philosophical viewpoint, it is started by Sir Thomas More, the patron saints of the politicians and lawyers, that would write a book called Utopia. And Utopia, this book called Utopia, is being used for the philosophy of communism in the Soviet Union, according to sources from the Soviet Union itself. And when you, I mentioned Aldous Huxley, that's just like Sir Thomas More, where this also is used, the books of Aldous Huxley are used as an inspiration to make reductions out of countries. In other words, my country and every other country now is a reduction where all people are registered and are only working for the system as slaves with no way to escape. If I throw away my SOFI number, I cannot get food. And begging is made illegal over here, so that if I go back for food, I will be arrested and killed by the police. Not every police officer knows this, not every police officer is openly complicit in this, but this is because when you go look from how are, I know this because I know a lot of beggars here. For me, this knowing of beggars started more or less because I would read the Bible, and then I would read that you must 10% of your income you must pay to the kingdom of heaven, and I was looking for a way to pay taxes for the kingdom of heaven, and then I decided to pay taxes through the beggars I see. I give them then the I always that's also a way to make it funny, to also children find it funny to give coins to beggars, but it's a way to be to be right with the Lord. Just pay your taxes. If you don't pay taxes to the kingdom of heaven, you are punished because you must then pay a lot of more taxes in the system that is Luciferian. In a more or less, this is a spiritual reality behind the kingdom of heaven. But the quote that I heard of all, that May Brussel saying that the Bible did not prevent the coming of the Nazis in Germany. It is organized by the Roman Catholics. The Roman Catholics are known for persecuting the Bible. The people that deny that this is true are the people that are preaching for people that are using the Bible. Well, I don't know why they people comply to that, but it's like this. If I have tried to explain a bit about Dutch Reformed traditions in the previous program, the history of it, over here it is like this. Roman Catholics never support Sunday worship, but the Dutch Reformed preachers are the ones that are promoting Sunday worship, while Sunday worship is 100% Roman Catholic. Now, for me, the conclusion from such a fact is very easy. So these people are Roman Catholics. Now, if you go look further, you see that they often are ecumenical or try to be ecumenical. Yeah, then they are Roman Catholics for several reasons. I wanted to discuss the hobbies of the Duke of Alba de Toledo. He installed a blood council here. He would persecute, everyone that had a Bible would be killed, and often in the most terrible manner. The people today, I don't know what's wrong with them. When I was at school, I already learned that the Duke of Alva de Toledo was a Roman Catholic. They did not tell me the truth about the war. No, they lied without it getting noticed. At least I noticed it, but it looks to me that the people that are, when I look at the people of my generation and the generation before that, they are so ignorant that they will never find any lie in politics. About a year ago, I would meet a friend of mine, and then these people from university, they get a free paper, and I would read an article there full of propaganda. Then I tried to discuss with my friend, hey, that's a very terrible propaganda. Oh, funny that how arrogant they are. But he hadn't noticed it was propaganda while he had read the whole article. Now, that was very shocking to me. I see the propaganda, the others are blind to it. Now, that's not a problem. The problem becomes when they are sabotaging me because I do not comply to the lies that they believe in. So, I see no solution. I see no solution. The whole planet, the whole Western world is Roman Catholic. All military wants to kill for the Pope. And if someone wants to defend the Pope, I think I should be careful on the street, if you know what I mean. Because police officers are also people, so they have the same beliefs as the other people. And if they, I'm not going to discuss the police here because it's I didn't think about making too many jokes at the moment. But I have now about everything what I wanted to explain here. I hope people are not disappointed that I did not tell too many things about the Duke of Alva de Toledo. It's not about the person, but because what he was doing here, the lies that are put in the schools over here in Holland is that the defense against the Roman Catholics, they say that they completely deny it here, at least the school that I visited, maybe not every school, but it looks to me that if I talk to people from other schools, it's also lied about and denied that they deny that that was a defense against the Inquisition, although it's very clearly to see when you read the biography of William Silent and why he would choose the side of what the Roman Catholics call Calvinists and what I call honest people or normal people. I mean, John Calvin was a very important intellectual, but the people that have read the book by John Calvin are not Calvinists, but are just people that have woken up to the corruption and the source of corruption, and then in order to persecute them, the Roman Catholics call them Calvinists. Now, that's not true. They are not Calvinists. They are just normal people with common sense who refuse to be corrupted. But people go, their whole history is lies. I don't know how people can be so evil to lie to children. I mean, the lying to children doesn't start in the schools here. I hope I've published about this in English language also before, where I try to explain that the first lies that are taught to the children is that good, holy and man, that is a cardinal, a papist, Santa. The Santa, in the USA and in Germany, there is Santa with trousers on. Over here we have Santa with a dress on.
Of these articles on the committee of Mr. J. Peter Grace, he is the domestic head of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta that has dual citizenship in Italy and in the United States, and they are turning this country over to the Nazis. It's been a continuous pattern.
May Brussels again. turning it, Knights of Malta turning the country over to the Nazis. Well, I know that it is called MAC in America, Make America Catholic, and the Knights of Malta is an order within the order of Constantine that started with crusades in Israel and the countries around in order to for the Pope to conquer Jerusalem. And I think this is something that is not denied by history, because it is something what occurred before the Reformation occurred. Now, the Crusades itself are, of course, are a lie. I have read a lot of publications about it, and it looks to me that the Crusades were cover for other genocides. Albigenses were genocided, Jews were genocided. Alberto Rivera also told this in one of his cartoons. And now let's say we now have Roman Catholic Crusades in Iraq and Afghanistan. At least that's what officially is said in the papers, and everyone loves the Pope, so they go protest against the war. Now, that's not a war, that's an inquisition, that's a crusade. If May Brussel talks about anti-war movement, I think, well, we first have to dissect the whole lie about war and anti-war. In order to be clear about it, I'm not anti-war. I have talked to soldiers here, and then they accuse me of being anti-war. I'm not anti-war. I'm also not anti-Roman Catholic. I'm pro-Roman Catholic, because I tell the truth about Roman Catholicism. Someone that tells the truth about Roman Catholicism is a pro-Roman Catholic. I think for many Roman Catholics, I'm the only way to prevent eternal hellfire that they do not believe in anyhow. But they not once now. Well, whatever. I don't want to discuss this nonsense now. I started about this because I wanted to in the previous program I explained the real agenda behind the war in Iraq and about the current agitations against Iran. But I also know now something about the real agenda of the war in of the crusade in Afghanistan. And the real agenda is like this, and I checked it from several sources now, because I know a man who has been in the army and who has also been in selling drugs in the past. And I said, well, before 2000, the heroin was produced in the Golden Triangle. That's in Laos, Cambodia, that kind of that area there. There was most heroin produced, but since 2000, 2001, most heroin is produced in Afghanistan. So the war in Afghanistan is securing the heroin production on this planet. And this is very typical when you see the British army involved, but and the Americans, they are guarding the heroin fields. That's what's happening. And heroin is very important to the what then people call elites. But yeah, what how should I say it? I mean, I just call it the Jesuits, because heroin is a great way within reductions to dump down people and to seduce people into evil. Much prostitution, and then not only slavery but also voluntary prostitution is forced by heroin addiction, and heroin addiction finds a source in the medical inquisition. That's very clear, and everyone, I think most people will understand that heroin is a medical product for medicine, and the reason it's so expensive is because of the police. The police makes it as expensive. If the police would not invent this war against drugs propaganda, heroin would be very cheap and a woman wouldn't be forced into prostitution in order to pay for their heroin addiction. It is with me often very disappointing when I talk to people about this, because they become afraid and they have all kinds of fears, and then I have to find out what they are afraid of, because they invent fear, things. Well, with fear it's like this. I was also a bit of a coward when I was younger. I'm now not a coward anymore. This started when I would read the Bible, and I would read there that you must fear the Lord. Now, trusting the Lord you might maybe understand, but when you go fear the Lord, it's not easy. And when you start fearing the Lord, well, I don't know whether it works with you, but it worked with me when I would lose all other fears. It was a very large experience for me, because I had to relearn everything in traffic, because I wasn't afraid of dying. I wasn't afraid of cars running over me and all that, and that's a bit the same experience as children and dogs have, that often get killed because they don't fear cars. I had to relearn watching out in traffic, because it's if you don't fear, if you lose your fear, you can become in danger. Fear from natural fear has the purpose to keep you safe. You are afraid of things that can harm you, and when you live from the kingdom of heaven and not from the nature, then the fear has to be cultivated. So if you cannot do that, you must think fear is an important part of your way of keeping safe. And to me, from the kingdom of heaven, it doesn't work like fear. It works more like in the kingdom of heaven, it's continuously talking to the Lord, and that Lord gives permission for things, and some things you do not get permission for, and then you obey. But you cannot fear the Lord if you don't obey the Lord. But fearing the Lord helps in obeying the Lord. But my Brussels would really not like material like this, because she says that the Bible did not prevent the coming of the Nazis. Well, if there would have been no counter-reformation, Nazis wouldn't have a chance.